Between a frying pan and a skillet?
Yeah, it's a frying pan, you know, it's deep like this.
Mm-hmm. And the skillet's
the one? It's a little one that you fry pancakes, so anything you want to fry on it that's thin. Mm-hmm.
What do you call the thing at the kitchen sink that the water comes out of, where you turn the water on?
Well, I call it a faucet.
And what about the same kind of thing on a barrel?
I call it a faucet, too.
And what about the same kind of thing if it's out in the yard?
Faucet. Some people call them hydrants. Well, they can be called either one.
But you generally call them faucets. When you buy a few cans of food at the store, what do they put into for you to carry them home?
Bag. Sometimes they can put them in a box.
What do you call a large bag that's made out of loosely woven cloth that 100 pounds of chicken feed or 100 pounds of potatoes might come in?
Croaker bag, is that what you want?
Mm-hmm. What do you call a musical instrument that's about that long, about that high, and holding it?
Harmonica.
And what about a musical instrument that's made out of metal and shaped like that, and put it up to your teeth and pick it like that?
I believe that's a two-song.
What do you call a piece of playground equipment that's made with a long board balanced in the middle, and one child sits on one end and one sits on the other?
Seesaw.
You know that one, don't you, Pam?
You should.
What do you call one that goes round and round?
A flying Jenny, they used to call them. Okay.
Did you ever play on those when you were a child?
Flying Jenny, I sure did, up here in Miss Bruce's, it was her sister, the Goggins place. They had one out in the yard and it knocked me right in here and I saw stars that like to kill me.
I've heard those things really are dangerous.
Yeah, it was made on an iron bar and it was a piece of wood and it was going real, real fast. And I didn't tell my mother about
that. Oh gosh, you must have been black and blue for weeks.
I don't know. She didn't look and I didn't tell. I didn't even look to see a bead and all, but I didn't.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
Hey.
I'm asking Ms. some questions. I'm a student at Emory University. What do you call a flat piece of stone that's used to sharpen a knife on? Piece of stone.
Wet rock, I think they call them. That's what I've always heard them called.
Will you help me draw some different kinds of wooden fences that people use or used to use?
Well, there were picket fences around here. That's all I've seen. Well, now, Pam, you draw a picket fence, the grandma.
Picket fence. One that's like that and then like that.
Don't you know they're boards?
And well, you describe it and I'll draw it if you like.
Well, they're boards. You haven't seen a picket fence.
Well, I'm not sure.
That one in Atlanta when we went.
No, that wasn't a picket. See, they were like this now.
Mm-hmm.
Come right on down. They were kind of slanting, the ones
they
had
right
here. Uh-huh. And they had wire fences around here, too. See, all this was fenced in at one time, and the cows run out.
Well, now, what about rail fences? Did people ever use them?
Not around here much.
If too many people are spending the night at somebody's house, what do you call a bed that's made up on the floor?
Pallet.
What do you call low ground in a river valley where somebody might plant some crops? Or maybe low ground in a field?
Well, I don't know. I never have done that.
Well, I don't know if that's a good description of it, but what I'm interested in knowing is whether you'd use the terms bottoms or bottom land.
Well, that's what they use up that way, is bottom land.
Uh-huh.
Up in around McIntyre, Macon, Atlanta, bottom land.
Uh-huh.
I heard my grandmother use it up there.